Hello, girls. This is Donna Sugars, your big silly homo from BigSillyHomo.com. And I'm getting on my soapbox, darlings. Today, as I was walking into the grocery store, I was berated by some man trying to get me to give him funds to help homeless people or veterans. And I think, okay, that's a good thing. But then I think back. Every single day that I've been in this store, there have been people out front for one thing or another trying to solicit me for money. And some of them have been just rude, darling. Some of them will stand in front of me and not let me pass without me listening to them try to sell me their stuff. Oh, there's people out there from churches that are trying to get me to buy candies to help them support their church. And I was thinking, this is ridiculous. So what I did is that I asked the store manager of this grocery store, it's like, how do you allow these people to berate your customers? Can't you say something? Can't you tell them not to? Can't you ask them to not be there? And what he had said is that because the property is city property and is not, and they don't own the property, they only lease that property from the city, that technically these people can be out there and solicit whatever they want for funds, and there's nothing they can do about it. So I can understand, like, the Girl Scouts. The Girl Scouts are out there once a year selling their cookies. And I can understand people, I don't know, maybe I can understand people raising money for homeless to an extent. But why is there a church on city property trying to solicit funds? If the church is having financial problems, that's not the city's responsibility. Well, I don't want to berate on that, but what made me think is that if they can't say no, what else could people do? I mean, could crazy Christians who hate gays petition out in front of a Stater Brothers to have all gays burned on crosses? Or could the KKK be out front in front of the grocery store burning crosses, soliciting for funds to help kill black people? Or could the Black Panthers be out there with their semi-automatic machine guns and doing their little marches in front of their, oh, but city property, what can we do? At what point is there a limit on the type of people that can solicit for funds? There were people actively during the Prop 8 campaign in front of stores soliciting people to help with the Yes on Prop 8 campaign, saying that homosexuals are trying to destroy the world. Well, darling, we're not destroying the world. We leave that to you Christian people. It's called the Crusades, darling. Look it up. Well, I'm getting off my soapbox. God, I'm already 6'5", and then you add heels and a soapbox, darling. I'm the jolly white giant. Well, this is Donna Sugars. Kisses, everybody. Mwah.